I am Alexander Cato Willis, originally from San Luis Obispo, California, and I'm in France.
And you're a classical pianist, Alex.
Yes, I am, yeah.
And not just any old classical pianist. You specialise in what we call classical improvisation. What is that?
Well, basically it's making up every note on the spot for the sake of the audience that's there.
Playing for about an hour here in Paris at this concert. Everything you were playing, is it your own composition?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yeah. It's actually composed on the spot. So I'm not sure it's a composition in the same way, but every note is made up on the spot. So there's no pre-planned composed music.
Goodness me.
Well, I mean, it's not done too much these days. I don't think anyone else is touring with the whole program improvised. So I thought it'd be a good thing to bring this back, which was done so much. And Beethoven was the last person to do this in the full recital.
Of course. I mean, Bach did it, Mozart did it. Before the 19th century, it wasn't so unusual, was it?
Well, actually, that's what they were known for. Bach was known for improvisation, not for composition. Mozart in the same way, and Beethoven the same thing.
And so what happened? Why did it die out?
You know, that's a very mysterious question. I thought about this so much, and I think a good possibility is that sociologically people wanted more control over everything, which strangely actually gives you less control, because when you write music beforehand, you can't control the music based on the audience. But when you compose it on the spot, and you can change the entire piece constantly for the sake of the audience. So even though it gives you more control, it gives you less control.
Presumably you've already played bits of what you played this evening before, but not necessarily in the same order.
Actually, unless it's some strange coincidence, I've not played anything that I've played tonight ever before. Every single one is different.
It must be terrifying.
Objectively, yes, but I've done it so much, and it's so natural for me now. I've done this since I was 7, 1 year after I started piano at 6. So now this is actually a very natural thing. It's a very, like, almost like speaking for me.
Is it difficult for you to follow a score now?
Not difficult, because that's what I studied at school. What I was trained to do was follow the score. But I think it's not a bad thing to have a new idea in classical music, especially since things are not doing too well in the classical music world right now. And really, it's not even classical, because it's in the moment. And classical just, it implies a bit of staleness these days, I'm afraid. Which is not the case, but if you can have something that's made of the moment and for the people, I don't see how that has anything to do with classical.
What is going through your mind when you're deciding how to begin the next piece?
Actually, what I do is I try to feel the audience as much as possible. It sounds kind of mysterious, but it's a very real kind of phenomenon. It's like when you're on stage, I mean, anybody, when you're around people, and sometimes you know they're there, and you can feel them, even though it's not a visual stimulus or that kind of thing. So I try to feel what comes off them. It feels like waves. And the question is, how do you translate this into music and find some kind of unity with the performer and with the audience?
You say you began doing this when you were age 7. Did you have a kind of idea in your head when you started, or was it really just something that came out of you as a child?
Yeah, strangely, there's not a very dramatic beginning to this. It's I don't even recall the first time I did it. I mean, most children do this when they first start.
Yeah, before they get told that they have to play in a certain way, they'll tinkle on the ivories, as we say.
Well, this is a very important point because at a certain point also the mind seals itself to creativity. And I've seen this before when I've taught young kids. Around 11 years old, for most people, there's a moment where they differentiate between correct and incorrect. And they simply can't observe. And this is the moment, I think, when creativity begins to disappear from their lives.
Alex Kato Willis, or half Japanese, half American. I know you've played a lot in Japan, in the United States. How are you viewed as a bit of a UFO?
Yeah, I don't think most classical musicians know what to make of this, which is unreasonably sad because it's so obvious in history. I mean, and that's where most music came from, was improvisation, until the 20th century. So I think for now, I'm maintaining a good world of non-judgmentalism, which is what I want. I'd rather people who just come and enjoy the music instead of thinking about it in relation to anything else. Right, so how I'm viewed is not for sure yet, because people have no opinion yet, I think, which is the ideal. I hope to maintain a lack of opinion of me for as long as I can.
Are you interested about passing on your music? Because clearly you can't.
The music itself, I don't expect it to live any longer than I do. But if I can make one lasting impression on people, and maybe the future, I mean, hopefully that would be a way of thinking. I might influence a few people who might pass on a way of thinking that is more flexible, non-judgmental in the musical sense, maybe the desire to create something that is truly alive. If I can pass on that way of thinking maybe to some people, that would be good enough for me.
But you're not interested in recording CDs of what you've done?
So far, my recording has basically been done for promotional purposes, but mainly because I don't think this comes across as well on recordings, for the moment at least. I mean, it comes across okay, but I really think that it's there for the audience at the moment.
Because the audience is so important, have you ever had, as it were, a negative reaction? Have you ever felt bad vibes coming out of an audience? And what do you do with them if they do come?
You know, the closest thing I've had to negative vibes is simply a lack of concentration due to external noise, like someone talking or taking pictures, these kind of things. But I haven't had a negative reaction to the music itself, no. Actually, that's why I started doing this mainly, is because I got the most positive reactions when I did do classical improvisation as part of my repertoire recitals.
Have you ever improvised with other musicians as part of a quartet or whatever?
No, I haven't. And I think partly it's because I don't bear too much resemblance to jazz, which has pre-composed chord progressions. And for me, the chord progressions themselves are a crucial thing to be able to change at in the moment. So it would be difficult. It would require some kind of telepathy.
Alex, you've said not things, but only the connections between things are beautiful. Music is the connection between the audience and the performer. So basically, if there's no audience, you don't perform. You, for example, you wouldn't take a piano onto a desert island if you were thrust onto a desert island.
Yeah, actually, I think without an audience, there'd be no need for music. I don't play music to indulge myself, I guess is how I would say it. But I view music as closer to speech than to actually the narcotic idea that has sort of evolved in music these days. I really believe it's what you communicate with music and not music itself that is important.
Alex Kato Willis, thank you very much.
No, thank you very much.